Well, I enjoy it, and it's wonderful.
That's the main thing,
the
you
first
know.
Time you're driving and your song comes on the radio and you're like a kid. You never get to take it for granted. So I'd still always pull in at the side of the road and listen to the song as if it was the very first recording of any song.
Yeah, it must be great. So, it must be great listening to somebody, you know, who has a hit with your song and you listen saying, you know, God, I wrote that song, you know.
Well, it is, and even if it's not a hit, but it means something to somebody, or, you know, sometimes people will get in touch with me and say, this song meant something to me because it reminded me of, you know, a partner that died or a parent, or it gave me comfort when I was sick or something like that. So that's very much equally, if not more so important than the commercial success, that somewhere in the world, something that I scribbled out on the side of a mountain in Mayo means something to somebody in Indonesia or America or somewhere in Ireland. So, and that's the magic of some songs.
Yeah, that's great. For anybody now who's interested in a new album, how can they go about getting it? You know, but there's not many record shops around now or CDs. It's nearly all MP3.
It's not available in physical form, but it is available on Spotify and Amazon and iTunes and all those places. So if people would like to get a track or some tracks, they'll find them there.
It's amazing, you know, I'd be talking to people and we were saying about, you know, the way the music has gone now. When I started first in radio, it was 4-track tapes, then it was LPs, then it was CDs, now it's MP3s. And what kills me about the MP3, you know, you can get them and download them, but you don't get the information of who's the songwriter or who's the musician. You know, whereas before on the sleeve of a CD or an LP, you would see who wrote the song, or, you know, you miss all that, don't you?
Yeah, well, on my, I now at last have a website, so there's information about the songs and the background to the songs there and why they were written, and I think that's also available to the other places online. But the album itself has notes on every song and how and when and why they were written.
Yeah. Well, come here, Brendan. It's been lovely talking to you. We're going to play off your version of Rock and Roll Kids, and continued success, and keep writing those great songs. And I'll be playing away at the album. And it's been a real pleasure to talk to you tonight.
Well, you're very good, and thanks for giving me such a long run. I hope I didn't bore your listeners.
Not at all.
I wish you and all of them very happy Christmas and New Year. And thanks so much.
Here's the Rock and Roll Kids.
I remember 62. I was 16 and so were you, and we lived next door on the avenue. Jerry Lee was big and Elvis too. Blue jeans and blue suede shoes, and we never knew what life held in store. We just wanted to rock and roll forevermore. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did, and listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours, you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll.
Girl next door, Mary's down at the record store.
They don't want to be around us no more. Golden oldies, but we hardly speak. Too busy running to a different beat. Hard to understand. were once like them. How I wish we could find those rock and roll days again. We were the rock and roll kids. Rock and roll was all we did. And listening to those songs on the radio. I was yours, you were mine. That was once upon a time. Now we never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll. We just never seem to rock and roll anymore.
Have you booked your place on Highland Radio's Cavan Country Getaway at the